Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Today we're going to talk about something to hide. Something to hide. In Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve sinned, let's pick it up with verse 7. The eyes of them both were opened, and they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. You know, when you have something to hide, you do things to conceal the truth. And the funny thing is that when you do these things, you are, well, two things are true. Number one, you are unknowingly revealing that you have something to hide. I mean, by what you're doing, you're giving away your guilt. And the second thing is, you can't hide from God. That's the funny thing about what Adam did. He had been walking with God. He knew God. But you cannot hide from God. There's no way. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. So, of course, you know that. But you're pretending like Adam did, that somehow or another you can hide from God. That's not really our concern today. I just want you to know that you're not successful when you're hiding, because you can't hide from the one that is the most important person that you should be hiding from. But since you're seeing us, since you're seeing people, you know, you're tempted to hide, and you're hoping that when you hide, you won't give away your guilt. The truth of the matter is, the fact that you're hiding and the things that you're doing to hide are giving away the fact that you do have something to hide. So today what we're going to do is we're going to examine the Bible for some of the things people typically do when they have something to hide. Now here's the purpose of this study. The purpose of this study is not to make you a better actor. You're already pretty good at it. The purpose of this study is to expose you if you're hiding something, to let you know that by what you're doing, you're actually playing your hand. I mean, for instance, in Genesis 3:8, Adam and Eve hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. And like I said, it's funny that they thought they could hide their nakedness from God. All things are naked and opened before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Hebrews 4:13. You know, but when a person wants to sin and not get caught, he hides. Why? So he can't be seen. For instance, depending on the kind of sin that you commit, you might close the drapes. You might go out of town. You might hide your phone records. You might hide the credit card statement, or have a credit card or a bank account that your spouse doesn't even know about. Oftentimes when a person gets caught in sin, then other people who are close to that person remark, you know what, I had my suspicions. Think about somebody, for instance, that has a gambling habit that his spouse or her spouse knows nothing about. By the time it comes to common knowledge, you know, the spouse is like, man, I knew there was something. I just knew there was something going on. And, you know, what they recognize is that your behavior has become peculiar. You come home late. You make up excuses. You don't answer your phone, or whatever the case may be. The behavior is beginning to expose you to the suspicions of the people from whom you are trying to hide. So we're going to look in the Bible, and we're going to look at some of these things that people do, some of the things you might be doing when you have something to hide. When you have something to hide, number one, you're afraid you're going to get caught. Genesis 3:10, he said, this is Adam answering the Lord, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." So when you have something to hide, you're afraid you'll get caught. That fear never leaves because you haven't been caught and you don't want to get caught. When the Lord found Adam and Eve, he admitted that they had hid because they were afraid. And when you're doing something wrong, you're afraid, particularly when you are around godly Christians in a good church. That's why sometimes when people have started sinning in a particular area, they quit coming to church. They don't want to get caught. They have something to hide. And you have something to hide. Now, here's the truth. Some men and some women can read your fear. In other words, they know you're afraid. They can sense it. And it's your fear that begins to give you away. I mean, you cannot dispel the fear of getting caught. It's there. You may stuff it down. You may try to disguise it. You may laugh and pretend it's not there. It's there, and you know it's there. And there are some people who recognize, you know, there's something not quite right about this situation. There's something not quite right about you. They know you're afraid, and your fear is what gives you away. You're stiff and careful in your conversations. You're careful to make sure that your mouth doesn't divulge your sin, because you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So you measure every word like a politician to be sure that you're safe. Take a look at how funny this is in Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20, the Pharisees were coming after Jesus again, and they wanted to know by what authority Jesus Christ had run them out of the temple when they were buying and selling. And so the Lord said, "I'll answer you if you'll answer my question." The question that Jesus had for them in Luke chapter 20, verse 4 was, the baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? Well, they reasoned with themselves in verse 5, "If we shall say from heaven, he will say, why then believe ye not him? And if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet." So they answered that they could not tell whence it was. No, they couldn't, because either way they answer, they play their hand, right? And so they couldn't think of a safe way to answer the Lord without revealing that they were the trees about whom John had been preaching when he said they would be cut down, that they couldn't bring forth good fruit. See, they were afraid. And when you have something to hide, you're afraid. And if you're hiding something right now, the fact that we're having this discussion right now has awakened that fear that you thought you had stuffed down successfully. You haven't. It's there. It's there. But that's not all. When you have something to hide, not only are you afraid you're going to get caught, but you become a hypocrite. In Genesis 3:7, Adam and Eve wore fig leaves to hide their nakedness from God. It's funny, isn't it? As Adam and Eve wore fig leaves to hide their nakedness, so men wear masks to hide their sin. They pretend to be something they're not, out of fear of being exposed for who they really are. And that may be your case. You're too careful to maintain your appearance around other people. And that's hypocrisy. And so, like the Pharisees, people who are hiding something become whited sepulcher full of dead men's bones. I mean, you know in your heart that you are not what you pretend to be. You know it. And yet you keep up the front, carefully maintained, by, I might say. You know, many times spiritual people can smell something rotten underneath your outward shell. I don't know if you knew that, but they can. They're like, something's not right here. I mean, Jesus Christ could see right through the Pharisees' hypocrisy. I mean, have you ever read Matthew chapter 23? He called them snakes. He called them vipers. He called them hypocrites. He called them blind guides. The truth of the matter is, when you become a hypocrite and you know it, you're not successfully, I mean, you're having to maintain a front, and you're not successfully hiding the problem, because the more deliberately you manage your front, your pretension, the more people who are around you recognize you are not what you're pretending to be. And of course, the people understood that about the Pharisees. You know what? You would be better off being who you really are and then taking your place with the publicans and the harlots. You really would, instead of pretending to be the goody-goody two-shoes you want everybody to believe that you are. You say, well, why would I be better off that way? Because when you are honest with the Lord and you are no longer pretending in front of people to be something that you're not, that's when Jesus can transform you into what he wants you to be, and you won't have to hide anymore. You know, I tell people when we're having services at the church, listen, if you have been beat up by sin out in the world, when you come to church, don't pretend that you haven't been beat up by sin. Just come in like you are. I mean, I know you don't want people to see you that way, but listen, if you have to come in that way in order for God's word to minister to you, at least the word will penetrate your heart and your mind and change you into the person that God knows you can be. And he can't do that when you're always pretending to be somebody that doesn't need the help. So when you have something to hide, first of all, you're afraid you'll get caught. And secondly, you become a hypocrite, but that's not all. The third thing you'll do is you'll lie to hide the truth. You lie to hide the truth. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18. Here's what Solomon said. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. So here's this person, and he hates somebody, but he lies and pretends that the person that he's talking to is somebody that he really likes. And so it's a lie. People lie all the time to hide the truth. That's one of the main reasons they lie. The lie is used to cover what you're hiding. But here's the problem. More times than not, your lie gets exposed. And then the fact that you've been hiding something comes out. You know, even though some people are better liars than others, eventually the truth is going to come out. The Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out, okay? Proverbs chapter 12, verse 19 puts it this way. The lip of truth shall be established forever. So when you tell the truth is always going to stand up because it's the truth. The lip of truth shall be established forever. But a lying tongue is but for a moment. In other words, it will work, but it will only work for a short period of time, but for a moment. And then eventually it comes out that you've been lying. And many times, you're the one who exposes your own lie. You say, oh, now wait a minute. If I'm lying, how am I going to expose my own lie? You do it the next time you lie about what you're hiding. You say, how's that? Your facts don't add up. One time you say it one way, one time you say it another way, And suddenly it becomes apparent that you're not telling the truth. Oh, this is what lawyers do with depositions all the time. They get you in a prepared arrangement with your attorney and put you in a room, and they start asking you questions, and it's all being recorded by a court reporter. It's all being recorded for the deposition, and then the deposition is printed, and then you go to court, and now you're under a different kind of pressure, and the questions start coming, and your answer comes out differently. And now you have twice recorded by a court reporter your response to the question, and the responses are not the same. They don't add up. And you know what you've just done? You've exposed your own lie. You see, you can't lie. You can't successfully lie to hide the truth forever. It always comes out. It always comes out. So why go down that road? You say, well, I don't want them to know the truth. Okay, I know you don't want them to know the truth. But listen, Adam got help from God when he finally admitted that he had hidden and that they had sinned. And you'll get help from God when you admit that. Now, on another note, while we're talking about lying to hide the truth, oftentimes young people lie to hide their insecurity. They boast and pretend to be so tough. But you know what the problem is? The problem is they're insecure, and the fact that they don't want anybody else to know it is pride. And the truth of the matter is you would be way better off to humble yourself and tell the truth. Why? Because then God could do something to help you. And don't you want help? Don't you want to get this thing behind you? Don't you want it fixed? All right, so far we've seen this. When you have something to hide, you're afraid you'll get caught, you become a hypocrite, and you lie to hide the truth. But that's not all. The next thing is you resort to criticizing others. Matthew chapter 7. You resort to criticizing others. You know, it's one thing to be a hypocrite and pretend to be something you're not, but it's another thing to then start criticizing and taking down other people. I think what you're hearing right now, is probably what motivates the cancel culture. Verse 1, judge not that you be not judged, for with what judgment you judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Why beholdest thou the mote, that's something very small, that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Beam is very large. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye, thou hypocrite? First cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. It's not that you can't help your brother with a mote in his eye. You're not going to be able to help him with the mote in his eye when you got a beam in yours. And you know what that is? That's a hypocrite resorting to criticizing others. That's exactly what Jesus Christ called him, a hypocrite. When you have something to hide, you start judging other people, and you start running other people down with your mouth and or in your mind. You pick on the mote in their eye, and when you do that, you know what you've done? You're hiding the beam in your own eye. You say, how's that? Well, you're taking the attention off of you and the thing you're hiding, and you put the attention on them or on someone else and whatever is going on in their life. It's not that they're innocent. It's just that now that you've picked on whatever they've got wrong in their life, people are no longer looking at you. And that's why you do it. But when you criticize others, you know what you're doing? You don't know what you're doing. So I'm going to tell you what you're doing. When you criticize others, you are just proclaiming to the observant listener what your problem is. You say, what? Say that again. Yeah, the thing you're pointing out in another person's life that you're criticizing reveals the area of your own weakness and guilt. That's right. Romans 2:1 says, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things. That's the truth. That's the Bible. That's your Creator who said that. Of course, you don't believe it, but it's absolutely the truth. The truth is that people always find fault with other people in the area where they are having trouble themselves. You say, is that really true? It really is. Let me give it a good example. You remember the Pharisees were always on to Jesus Christ about the Sabbath. Yet when Jesus came into Jerusalem at the triumphal entry and went into the temple, when you match up the dates, you know what day he went into that temple to clear it out? Sabbath. And what were those Pharisees doing? They were in there buying and selling on the Sabbath, which was absolutely contrary to the law. And yet they'd been on Jesus about breaking that Sabbath every time they had the opportunity. Why were they criticizing him so viciously about breaking the Sabbath? Because it was the area of their own fault. It is easier to see that fault in another person's life because you know what it looks like. It's in your life, and you don't like it in your life. You don't like the thing you're having to hide. But in order to get the attention of the people off of you, you turn it on to other people and start criticizing and judging them. I'll tell you, honestly, I really believe that's at the core of the cancel culture and the truth, which indicates they're having trouble. They're having trouble, but they're getting the attention off themselves by picking your fault. And listen, they got something to hide, and so do you. And when you have something to hide, you're afraid you'll get caught, you become a hypocrite, you lie to hide the truth, and you resort to criticizing others. But that's not all. I'm going to give you one more thing. Are you ready? You get angry when people call you on what you're hiding. Matthew chapter 26. Jesus Christ is now on trial. Peter is warming himself by the fire, and he comes under the suspicion of the people he's hanging around with. Hey, you're one of those. You're one of his guys. Matthew 26, verse 73. After a while came unto him they that stood by and said to Peter, surely thou art also one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. He got angry. Curse and swear? He got angry. You know, when Peter was accused of being a follower of Jesus, at first he simply denied it. But when they pressed him, he cursed and he swore and said, I don't know the Lord. I don't know him. I don't know that man. You know, it's true. I mean, you understand it. So do I. People get angry about a lot of things. So this is not the only expression of anger. But I'm going to tell you something. When you're hiding something and you get pressed by people who are starting to guess what you're hiding, you're going to get mad. You probably already have. You say, why is that? It is an unwritten axiom that the more vocally and defiantly a person denies an accusation, the more likely he is guilty. That's an unwritten axiom. The more vocally and defiantly you deny an accusation, the more likely you are guilty. You say, well, why is that? Because you use your anger to cover your transgression. You think if I get mad enough, they'll leave me alone. They don't leave you alone. You would be way better off just admitting your guilt when somebody finally catches you than to put on such a show. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because it is easier to be forgiven by people who aren't mad at you for blowing up on them and adamantly denying the truth. You've seen it in the news. If somebody denies an accusation for a period of time, and then all of a sudden all the facts come out, and then they come back when they cannot deny it any longer. They come out and say, well, yeah, you're right. You know, I really did. And people, they have had it with you by that time. You've seen it. You've had it with them. I'm not going to forgive you. You lied about it and got angry about it so many times. Okay? So I'm just saying, put the shoe on the other foot and realize when people have gotten close, they've kind of put their finger on what you've been hiding and you've gotten all angry on them. You're just making it worse for yourself. Well, let's bring this lesson for today to a close, okay? We're talking about when you have something to hide. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about when you have something to hide. You're going to do five things, and those five things that you do are actually going to reveal to others that you're hiding something. In other words, you may not be hiding as well as you think you are. Truth be known, you're giving yourself away by the things you're doing and saying. And on top of that, not only are you wrong for hiding your sin, but you're compounding the problem by hiding behind all these other things you're doing. Don't you think you're making the problem worse by getting angry at the people who think they know now what you're doing? Don't you think you're making the problem? You already got a problem and you're hiding it, but don't you think you're making it worse by criticizing others, particularly the ones who are close to you, and lying when you know that lying is a sin? And hypocrisy, boy, the Lord hates hypocrisy. And then you have to go around all the time in the fear that, hey, I may get caught. You're always looking over your shoulder. Like somebody, one of these days, this thing's going to get exposed. Well, it is going to get exposed. And if not down here on the earth, before the Lord at your judgment. I mean, you're way better off to quit the sin and come clean. You say, I know, man, but it's been going on a long time. Get done with it. Come clean. Seriously, you cannot keep up this charade. It's killing you, and it's affecting all the relationships of the people that are around you. The longer you play this out, the worse it's going to get, and the more people potentially you will hurt. And the one who will get hurt the worst is you. We're trying to help you with this message. I know that it's been uncomfortable. I know that you don't like hearing this. But we're trying to spare you from hurting yourself any worse than you're already hurt. Why don't you let the thing go and come clean and come out of hiding? That's the thing to do. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.